I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in the
air. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good morning, afternoon, everybody. And happy Palm Sunday. Hope everyone's enjoying their beautiful day. It's beautiful down here in South Carolina. Not too chilly. Sun's out, shining bright. Hope everyone has a blessed day, and please enjoy, as we all do, our Sunday prayer service with your host, our chaplain, Mr. Robert Weathers.
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, bro.
Good morning,
yeah,
brother, and... Go ahead.
We had the Weathers brothers on.
About time he got the prayer service.
Hey, I can't help it. I always work. Oh, don't feed that line.
We'll let it go this time. Hey, it's Palm Sunday, so we'll relax on you.
Yeah, I've already got my wall tent set up in the backyard.
I know you're excited. Well, let me get on with it because everybody else is waiting on us. So good morning, afternoon. All right, you ready? You done?
Yeah, I'll let it go. All right.
All right. Good morning, afternoon, everyone. And as Bobby said, happy Palm Sunday. What a day to rejoice. This is the start of the... most holiest time of the season, when the Lord entered the gates of Jerusalem as king. There is a legend that speaks of the donkey carrying Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. It is said the donkey carrying Jesus loved him so much that he wished he could carry his cross for him. Being a beast of burden, he would have done so. But especially for Jesus, for it is said he knew what Jesus was about to go through. He seen the suffering of his crucifixion and hurt so much that he could not bear looking upon him hanging on the cross, and turned his head away until it was finished. And because of this, his reward for having such loyalty and humble love for Jesus, the Lord caused the shadow of the cross to fall upon the back of the Jerusalem donkey. And that's how this Nubian breed of donkey got its cross on its back, a sign of love of God for all to see. And no two crosses are alike, for each donkey is defined by the cross it bears on the back. Let us pray. God and Father Almighty, from the beginning you had a plan. It was prophesied for us the Messiah would be riding a donkey when he entered Jerusalem, a Savior, a humble King of peace. Jesus, your Son, fulfilled this prophecy that was written 500 years before he did. Let us worship and praise him as King of kings and Lord of lords. For we know he is the true Messiah who died and rose again for us all, so that we may have an intimate relationship with you, our God. We thank you, Father, for his salvation, the gift of gifts, to bring us into one fold, one flock. Blessed all who come in the name of the Lord. Glory and honor to you, mighty one. Let us see and hear your word, O Holy One, in our hearts. Let it be written there to hold and cherish, to remember this day who Jesus truly is and what he did, to tell the whole world so that all who don't know may come to believe, and bring all who hear salvation the only way that you made possible. Use us, Lord, in such a way to bring this to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody. Last time, prayer requests were coming in as I was preaching the sermon. And that was fine. We'll keep taking them on my Messenger or in private to me on my Messenger the same way. However you feel comfortable that we or I may pray over you and your request. If unspoken, just text unspoken. Except we'll do it at the closing prayers so everybody has a chance to get them in, if that's okay. Thank you. Now, let us praise and worship the one true God, the one true King. And this first song is Come Thou Almighty King by Felicio de Giordani or something like that. It's Italian. I don't speak Italian, so let me set this up.
Come thou, Almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to pray. Father, all glory, Lord, all victors, come and reign over us, ancient of days. Thy mighty sword, scatter thy foes. Let thine almighty aid our sure defense be made. Our souls on thee say thy wondrous joy. Come, holy comforter, thy sacred witness there in this. Now rule Almighty us, now rule in every heart, and there from us depart, spirit and sound. To the great one in thee, eternal praises be, and sevenfold, his sovereign man.
Amen. All right, the next one. Let me get set up here. The next one is, let's see, Jerusalem, My Destiny. It's the music ministry at St. Justin the Martyr. Let's see here. I lost it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Thank you. The next song will be Hosanna, Son of David, by the old Catholic missionaries of the Diocese of St. Benedict. After this commercial. Comes in the name of the Lord. Well, hold on a minute. All right. Sounded so good, it wanted to play over again. So why do I start by telling you the legend of the Jerusalem donkey? Well, it is a significant part in why Jesus entered as he did. As the King of Peace, just as he entered the world humbly by God's choice, by a lowly maidservant girl, his blessed mother Mary, in a cave made stable for animals, laid in a manger which was a food trough. This was all foretold, and yet many didn't recognize this sign. As it was when Jesus entered Jerusalem to be sacrificed as a Lamb of God. You see, when a king in those ancient days made war, he rode a war horse, but when a king came in peace, he rode a donkey, meaning the Messiah, the king, didn't come as to make war, as the zealots thought, against Rome. The Jewish people wanted to be free, and the Messiah, their king, they foretold of by the prophets in Scripture, they thought would come as a warrior king, but it was exactly the opposite. Seems to coincide with a lot of things when we think by our fleshly ways and not God's. But he didn't. Jesus came as King of Peace. And yet, even still, because all he had done up to this point, the miracles, the teachings, a lot of the people didn't understand. but they still hailed him as king, which he was, just not in the way they thought. He was misunderstood by many because they didn't know the real truth, the real meaning. Funny, many again like us today. But the donkey symbolized the peace he came to bring in low and humble fashion, as it was. This fulfilled what was written of him in Zechariah 9:9-10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. You see, Jesus was claiming his rightful place as the prophesied Messiah. Every Jew knew this scripture by God's prophet. That's why they hailed him as king, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, as we read in Matthew 21:9. Jesus is the true Davidic Messiah and King. This also coincides telling the foreshadowing of Abraham, of what Abraham did with Isaac in Genesis 49:10-12. Again, foretelling by prophecy Jesus as the Messiah King. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. This was Jesus' triumphal entry, God's message to his people. It was Jacob's divine blessing over his son, Judah. Jesus is born of the tribe of Judah to be everlasting king. Jacob's prophecy describes a king who washes with wine, which symbolizes Jesus' blood, and has white teeth symbolizing his purity. He speaks the truth. Jesus' triumphal journey teaches us that after all the sacrifices offered for sin, we can enter the rest of faith because of his final sacrifice, as it says in Exodus 23:12 and Hebrews 10:12. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. In Hebrews 10:12 it says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Emissaries sent donkeys overloaded with gifts to appease the wrath of an enemy, preventing bloodshed, as we read in Genesis 33:8 and 1 Samuel 25:26. And he said, what meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. See, Jacob was afraid of Esau after all the years went by between them. Jacob stole Esau's birthright through deception. Jacob ran from his sin against his brother, but it was all forgiven in Esau's heart after many years. He was very blessed by God, but Jacob was not sure, so he wanted to reconcile with Esau and loaded many gifts to go before him before he met Esau. Then, let's see, I lost my place here, guys. Hold on. My phone's funny sometimes, so forgive me. Okay, and then in 1 Samuel we read, "Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal." This Abigail brought donkeys packed with food to keep David from killing her family, because her husband, Nabal, angered the king-to-be. Jesus was brought on a donkey before God, his Father's house, as an offering to reconcile all from death of sin. Because every time we sin, it angers God, and now even more so, because our nation has taken God out of his rightful place as ruler of it and our hearts. So judgment will come. Just as in Numbers we read about the donkey who God allowed to speak to Balaam as he beat her, we read in Numbers 22, "And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way, and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of vineyards, a wall being on this side, and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself unto the wall, and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further, and stood in a narrow place, where was no way to turn, either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down to his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. Balaam's donkey actually warns us, the prophet of his, or warns the prophet of his disobedience. But after being told by her what was taking place, he repented. God was showing Balaam by his angel his reckless path. Again, sound familiar? I know it does for me. Imagine that, a talking donkey setting you straight. Amazing what God can do. You see, God has shown us the way. Jesus demonstrated that he was the burden bearer who came to save us. We just need to open our eyes and hearts to see who Jesus truly is, the Messiah, the one true King of Peace. But in judgment, he will come as the Lion of Judah, because we read in Revelation 19:11-16, As I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see, he is coming again. God foretells us. He comes not on a donkey as a king of peace, but as a king ready to make war on all that is evil, to finally once and for all be rid of it, to judge. He comes on his war horse for truth and justice. We all have a choice now to be with him or to fight what we will not vanquish. We must choose as Jesus as our King and Savior. So right now I want to ask anyone out there who hasn't given their heart to the Lord to do so now. God loves you. He doesn't want to see you go to hell. Only you choose for yourself to do so. That's why he gave us free will. He wants us to choose him freely. Will you do so? If you do, say with me this prayer, and don't wait. Death is only a breath away. Father, I have sinned, and I need your forgiveness. I want to know you more. I want to know Jesus more. I want to do your will. You said in your word, if I ask, I will receive. I believe in your word. I believe Jesus is your son, was born, died, and rose again so that I may have salvation. That all I have to do is repent and believe, and my sins are forgiven. Please now, Father, take away my sins. Change me the way you want, and send me your Holy Spirit, and build in me a real, honest, true relationship with you and your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For those of you who prayed this and meant it, congratulations and welcome to his family. What I suggest now is finding a study Bible and a well-grounded church in the scripture. Become baptized and ask God to help you find one. It's important to be around others, especially a good pastor, to get you started in the right direction, to guide you in understanding. It's not always going to be easy. Satan will hate you even more, and God can use you also to help others. Excuse me. Let's pray. Father God, on this day we remember Jesus, our Messiah, came into Jerusalem to take his rightful place, not only as Savior, but King of all, forever. We bow down to thee, O King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You vanquished sin and conquered death. As a humble sacrifice, and all who accept this join you as we raise our voices in hosannas and praise to you. King Jesus, let us never turn away from you as did the very same people who praised you as king, mocked you, and spit on you, because they were deceived by the false teachers and scribes, like the one who betrayed you. So when we come into judgment, we will gain life, not death everlasting. Thank you, Father, this day, this gift. Thank you, Jesus, for being our salvation, our King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So now at this time, if there's anybody that's got any prayer requests, we can go ahead and mention them here right now if you want. I'll give you guys a minute. And just go ahead and shout them out. Anyone? Even unspoken prayer. If you got an unspoken prayer, just go say, I got an unspoken prayer. All right, well, Father, we just want to come to you and ask that you watch over the Defender 7. Watch over our nation. Change the hearts and minds of the people that are running this nation, Lord. And keep our hearts and minds steady on you. Bring us the peace. And, Lord, just watch over us day by day and help us to be strong and have a peace within us that only you can bring. And watch over anyone, and we pray for all the prayers that were spoken before, all the prayers that are unspoken, and we just ask you to answer these prayers and hear them, and we just thank you for doing so. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So again, we will conclude with some praise and worship, and then the Lord's blessing. This first song will be There Is a Balm in Gilead, and this is by the Fountain View Academy.
We did so far with
after this commercial.
One.
will be You Deserve the Glory by Shiloh Ben-Hod. And this is a Jewish and Arab worship taking place in Jerusalem, I believe. And we'll wait until this commercial's over here. Now, this will be partly in Hebrew and also, I guess, Arabic. So when they do that, I'll go ahead and say what it is. You Deserve the Glory.
You deserve the glory. Yes, we are. You only lift your hands to touch and bless your voice. You deserve the glory. Yes, we are. You will be lifted your hand, which let me bless your holy name. You are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like me.
To worship you. Wonderful are your works. And your love is great. I come before you to worship you. Wonderful are your works. And your love is great.
God,
singing together in peace to our Savior, Jesus. It's kind of prophetic in itself. For when the Lord comes again, he will bring all nations together. All right, the next song that I'll be playing is "O Worship the King" by Chris Tomlin. After these commercials, they slipped an extra one in on me. Keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. All in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So go with God, everyone. Have a blessed Palm Sunday and week. Remember, this is one of the holiest weeks in the seasons. This is when the Lord gave his life for us. He preached the word, told the people of Israel who he was, and some believed him and some didn't. And unfortunately, those who didn't won't make it. Just make sure you come to the Lord and believe and repent. So, and remember to do God's will. Go love someone enough to tell them the good news. Because next Sunday, we celebrate him as the risen King and life everlasting. In Jesus' name, we all pray and said, amen. All right,
amen.
Bobby, I'll turn it back over to you.
Bobby, where you at? Bobby.
All right, Chris, I'll turn it back to you.
All right,
I'm here.
There he is. Well, you
there
sleeping in my sermon?
No, sir.
He was sleeping.
I'm not Christopher.
I was going to say, I'd have to come down there and kick you in the leg.
Bobby's
and
always
I'm not
napping.
Lorna either. I'm not Lorna either.
You're not Lorna either?
No.
I'm,
hey, guys.
I'm clean.
Say hi to Lorna. Can you say hi?
Hey, Lorna.
We're with your favorite people, Lorna.
Hi.
You can't see her, baby.
Addison and Colton.
Taterbon. How's your folks? Go Packers, eh?
All right, we got to figure this out, guys. We got to do this one at a time so we can hear each other.
Yeah, Lorna's not even listening.
Oh, whatever. I do have to say, I was milling around doing stuff, but I tuned in.
Oh, you found time to tune her in there, did you, bud? You pulled yourself away from the old Green Bay Packers game so you can come have a little conversation with us, huh?
Yeah, who is that?
Well, it was good to talk to you there, Lorna. You know, you tell your folks, I says, hey.
She's like, who is that? Come on,
is that
Lorna,
Steven?
You don't know that voice. Yeah.
I do now. Steven, kicking on my language.
Hey,
I told you. I'd get you a book.
Take off to the Great White North and go do some northern pike fishing, eh? And some walleye.
That actually sounds good to me, Chris.
I'm ready.
Let's
do it.
Yeah,
but Warner won't be able to reel it in.
Whatever.
Well, actually, Bobby, we was going to use her for bait, really.
Right. Yeah, that's all you can do. How do you think your brother caught that big one?
That was my fish. That was my fish.
That wasn't
Uh-oh,
your fish.
Here,
you didn't bring it in.
Here goes
the
fish story.
I really got all the hole.
I got the
I
fish.
Know, but... But...
Pictures don't lie.
Badeep, 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 badeep.
That was my fish. I reeled it all the way up into the ice hole, and I couldn't get it out of that. It was too big for me to get out of the hole.
You didn't catch it, though.
I did, too.
No, you didn't.
I caught,
you have to land them in order to claim them.
You got to prove it, Lorna.
All right, that's fly fishing. I can show you. I'll show you how to catch some big old northern.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, everybody. I got to get off here. But thank you again for another wonderful service, chap.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. And God bless America. God bless our children. First responders, veterans, military, and God bless the Defender 7.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Happy Palm Sunday.
Have a good day, everyone.
Rest of your day.